CPA Mobile.
Quiet repeater today. Good afternoon, Dave. In Gerald TR.
And everybody's hibernating, taking a nap, a long winter's nap. Well, I tell you, it's cold out here.
It is cold, 41 degrees, got a northeast gust of 12, steady state of 4 miles an hour. I don't know what that wind chill would be, but it's anything colder than 41. It's going to be cold one way or the other, isn't it? Well, we thought there wouldn't be as many people out, so we watched the temperature carefully. Raised this morning, and we went to Spartanburg when it raised to 37, and I think when we left there it was 39. Misted it a little bit, but that was about it. But I was kind of concerned about it, but there was quite a few people out. We went to Sam's Club and to Costco's and picked up some stuff for the daughter. Took that down to South End of Greer and delivered that. And come back, and Bernice had homemade vegetable soup left over and had 1.5 hot dogs. Very good ones, I might add. And I'm changing the lights in a motion detector light on the stairwell. It's a battery, little son of a gun. It's got 12 LEDs on it. And it uses 3 AAAs. And there's no way I can power it externally. But it works good. And then I'm going out and check on the birds and see if there's any of those little round brown things that they're supposed to be leaving us. That's in 0TR.
Sounds like you've been busy. I'm running up the street here to Zaxby's to get something to eat. Oh, me. And of course, we're still going through the bathroom renovation. It'll probably be a couple more weeks, but anyway, they'll get finished here one of these days, I imagine. I'm gonna jump out of here just a minute. I'll be back to talk to you in just a minute. KP4 CPA.
Okay, Dave, I'm checking some voltages on these batteries and making sure they're good before I put them in this. In 0TR.
0TR, KP4CBA. He is still in there, Tom?
Yes, sir. I just got done checking the battery voltages on these pin light cells and putting them in this light. Back up the stairs there, either but visit the birds.
Follow this guy. Well, he's actually my cousin, second or third cousin. Lives in Georgia, and he was complaining about his LED light burning out. I think it was a brake light, and it's going to cost him like $350 because he had to buy the whole assembly. When one of the bulbs burns out, it doesn't, you know, you just can't replace one bulb. You have to buy the whole thing. I told him, I said, well, if I were you, I'd go to a junkyard before I'd pay for a new one.
There are no junkyards anymore. They're used parts. He'd probably pay about 66 2/3% of the factory price for one, so I don't know. I think it's a good idea, but they sort of see it coming also. It isn't like the good old days.
Right. is they'll, for $2, they'll let you walk all over the property there and look at everything they've got. And believe it or not, I enjoy doing that, just walking around looking at the cars. And who knows, I might run into something I can stick on the Mustang.
Sound better anyway, maybe even look better. Unless, of course, you could replace the driver.
You know, for the right price, the driver could be replaced. That's not a problem. Not a problem at all.
You're supposed to say that's one. Couldn't resist, Dave. Yes, I do too. Not so much in my old age now, but I always enjoyed that when I was younger, and much more. I used to go out to, what was his name? Frank. I can't remember his last name now. I used to work for, his son was the boss in the electrical division, Perford. And I used to go out there in a, I had a 12-foot John boat, but I didn't have the money to buy a troller. So I would go out there and take the heater motors out of a car. And you do it yourself, of course. And he'd sell me a heater motor for, roll 50 cents to a dollar and a half, whatever. You never knew with Frank. But it was always more than fair. And they were just little shaded pole motors. And the bearings in them, even underwater, would last for, sometimes 3 months. I tried fabricating my own propeller, but that didn't work out too good. I didn't have any CAD system or anything. I just heated it and beat on it, you know. And so finally I decided I'd use a commercial Minn Kota propeller on it. But for a long time, that was the only troller I had.
That was pretty good thinking there. I don't know that I would have thought of that. Tell you what. Oh, me. Well, I'm pulling in the garage here, so I guess I'll say 73s. And take the food in. And I know I'm hungry. I know my wife is. So we're both ready to eat. Anyway, talk to you later. You have a good evening. Stay warm. And hope to talk to you again soon. 73s, I'll stick around for your final KB4s, CPA.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I'd get me a piece of half-inch thin wall conduit, and I'd bend a couple of 90s in it, one at the top, one at the bottom, and get me some radiator clamps, strap that motor on to the bottom part with those radiator clamps, put me a toggle switch up at the top of it, and I was good to go. And you beat the heck out of rowing, and I was lucky to have a battery. But poor people's got poor ways. And it worked. And I caught a lot of fish, too. 73's name. KB4 CBA in 0TR.
And 4TFW.
KJ4WZM. How are you?
I'm doing well. How'd your trip to Boiling Springs go this morning?
Went back to the shop, got another run. I have one last stop in Easley, and then I am done for the day.
Easley's a little bit back towards the house anyway.
Not closer than Boiling Springs.
Yeah, I imagine so. Man, it's been cold all day.
It has been. Where are you at right now?
I'm coming into Greer. I'm at 14 and 29.
That is near O'Reilly Auto Parts and all that stuff. The DMV was off to your right.
One red light back.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're at.
I got on the interstate there, and I didn't even get to the business 85, and there was a, I don't know, a tractor trailer and a little SUV. It sideswiped, and the whole side of that SUV, the white SUV, was black.
Weird.
Racing at Bristol.
This is the truck's fault, because that's always very difficult to deal with.
Yeah, I know, and then I was surprised the truck driver gets out in shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah, stupid like that. They're not a truck driver.
It's that.
If you want to, everyone thinks there's a law about it. No, there's not.
Back in my day, you had to have on leather shoes.
Just lack common sense. They don't have it.
Dangerous thing you can drive in is flip-flops.
You wouldn't catch me in flip-flops. And this type of weather, I ain't got me in shorts either.
Motor broke down and you were sitting on the side for a few hours. You'd be cold, wouldn't you?
A bit.
Probably texting or something and ran into a truck. I mean, I see it all the time. They'll be tailgating somebody at 80 miles an hour trying to look at their phone.
I see that all the time.
Was it rain this morning when the sun got up?
Not this time.
I dodged it then.
Any more minutes?
I'll be here a couple of minutes. I gotta swing into Mama wants Wendy's, so I gotta swing into Wendy's, pick something up, and then it'll just be a minute or two back to the house.
Okay, Mama, I won't be able to touch my radio for just a few minutes. I'll be right back. WZM.
A minute, run inside here, so I'll be back in a minute. KM4 TFW.
I can get out.
FW Mobile.
India. Matt, how are you?
Quick, I actually got to go inside, didn't have to do drive-through, and that, I really like that.
Now, bear with me one second, I'll be right to you.